I do remark that I know a bit about, again, that I don't know anything about, so.
And the Village are the All-Ireland champions, 19 points to 14. Who said they couldn't win it?
Good afternoon, Pat. You're very welcome along to Larchfield for this JJ Cavanagh & Sons under 21 county semi final. It's James Stevens up against Thomas Town, and we're about 15 minutes away from throw in. Eamon Butler will join me on call commentary throughout this game, and we're proud to give you this match the blow by blow count in live and in full on 88.7 FM. We'll bring you the team news, starting with the host. Dan Power is in goal for James Stevens. A full back line of Stephen Power Kellett, Sam McAvoy, and Noah Minogue. Paddy Keogh, Adam O'Connor and Oisín Bateman are on the half-back line, with Owen Dealey and Sean Borgan in the middle of the field. Sean Dealey, Ed Lahoff and Jamie O'Keefe are the half-forward line, while Stephen Minogue, Ed McDermott and Ben Cantwell make up the full forward line. As for Thomastown, Luke Menina is in goal, a full-back line of Jimmy Marr, Keen Moore and Oisín O'Reilly. Zach Bay Hammond, Peter Connellan and Podge Kerwin are the half-back line, with Alex Cass and Peter McDonald in the centre of the field. Keane Farrell, Luke Connellan and Nisha Dempsey are the half-forward line, with Connor Holden, Rory Connellan and Colm Tracy on the full-forward line. This is a big day for both clubs. James Stevens aiming for their first under-21 title since 2002, while Thomastown will want to back up the success of last year and win back-to-back under 21 titles for the first time in their history. It's live, it's in full, and it's on Community Radio Kilkenny City from 1:30, the JJ Cavanagh and Sons under 21 semi-final, James Stevens versus Thomastown.
Championship hurling on Community Radio Kilkenny City is sponsored by John Brennan Machinery, Country Style Foods, Michael Ling Motors and JJ Cavanagh Bus. Community Radio Kilkenny City, for the people, by the people.
Right, and for a full bias commentary from Liam Kelly O'Rourke.
Well, good afternoon, Pat. Well, it would want to be, because Brian Cody, the main man, the former Kilkenny manager and current James Stevens senior manager, is beside us here on the wall side here in Larchfield in James Stevens GA club. So he might give me a tap in the back, or maybe something harder if I'm too harsh on the men in red.
It's all right, Liam. He doesn't listen to you.
Very, very true, and he's not alone there. But we're looking forward to this one, Pat. Both teams getting their final warm-ups in. James Stevens warming up into the clubhouse goal, as we look at it from the wall side here in Larchfield. Thomastown in their all blue strips there on our left-hand side. They're shooting into the housing estate behind James Stevens here as well. So they're getting their final preparations in order ahead of this 1:30 throw-in. Eamon Butler joins me on analysis. We'll hear from Eamon shortly. He's come supplied, Pat. He's brought the hot coffee, he's brought the chocolate bars as well, so we're more than ready for 60 minutes of hurling, aren't we, Eamon?
We are, Liam, now looking forward to a good game, and considering the conditions, it's a grand afternoon for hurling here in Larchfield, and looking forward now to a good 60 minutes of hurling.
Pitch in fairly decent nick, we have to take into account it is the month of December, but it looks like it's holding up. Owen Marr throws in the ball, and we're underway here in the James Stevens Larchfield venue, and straight away James Stevens get an early free there, foul on Stephen Minogue, and an opening opportunity for the city side to open their account. Stephen Minogue just taking his time running over to take it. It's about 45 metres out from the Thomastown goal, to the left of the post as we look at it. In this opening 30 minutes, James Stevens will be shooting away from the clubhouse from right to left as we look at it. Thomastown from left to right. Steve Minogue, prolific on frees the last day against Greg Ballycallan. A comfortable win there, 4-11 to 1-14. Can James Stevens put in a similar showing today? But Stephen misstrikes that ball completely, and the ball now inside the Thomastown half, just outside the semicircle. They look to break out from their own half now, out to Peter Connellan. Peter Connellan starts the clearance for Thomastown, out to Zach Bay Hammond. Lovely crisp hand passing from Thomastown. It made its way out to Alex Cass, but Owen Marr has blown his whistle, Eamon.
Yeah, a couple of early frees early doors now, so another free for James Stevens. Liam, looks to be probably over carrying there, I think he called it for there, but you'd be hoping that the game will just be outflow as well in these conditions, and you know, because the players want to hurl and keep warm, but this is a chance now for James Stevens to put this ball over the bar.
We got underway a little bit early, 1:29 to be precise, and we're about 60 seconds into the contest. Still no score between James Stevens and Thomastown. It was either for over-carrying or perhaps a throwing of the ball, but Stephen Minogue takes the free, and from about 45 metres out, Stephen puts that ball left and wide. And when it comes to any grade, even under 21, a county semi-final is bound to bring nerves, and maybe they're just hitting Stephen in the opening few minutes. Thomastown restart the game with a puck out from their goalkeeper, Luke Manet. He drops that ball between the 265s, but it's collected by a James Stevens man, Roisin Bateman. He finds his centre, Adam O'Connor. Adam O'Connor hits that ball high, deep into Thomastown territory. Chasing it down for Thomastown is Jimmy Maher. Jimmy Maher loses out though. Chance here for Stephen Minogue, and that ball is fired into the back of the net. A brilliant goal, and James Stevens are on the score sheet. One goal to no score. Eamon Butler.
Yeah, great strike there, Liam. You know, you can see coming in from the inside down the lane and cut across the Thomastown full back line. And to be fair, it's been all James Stevens so far, and they finally have a score on the board, and now they're 3 points to no score with the goal there. So great.
One goal to no score. James Stevens in front. Thomastown look to respond straight away. Here they go. Chance here. Oh, taking a shot there was Alex Cassick. Him bouncing off James Stevens' goalkeeper Daniel Power. And James Stevens now deep inside their own half. Starting the clearance is Stephen Power-Kellett. Stephen Power-Kellett doesn't get too far with it. It's found a Thomastown man again. That man is Luke Connellan. Luke Connellan now hits that ball down towards the James Stevens 20-metre line. Collected though by Usheen Bateman. Usheen Bateman with the clearance down towards the 45 metre line, and James Stevens now hold the ball in hand. They're between the 265s now. Good play, good assured play from them. Making the delivery there was Edlahoff. Edlahoff tried to launch a ball in towards Stephen Minogue. There was just a little bit too much whip on it, and it's gone out for a line ball. Under 21 semi-finals are for winning, Eamon, and in the month of December even, we're not going to see a cracking game of hurling, but it'll certainly be intense.
At will, Eamon. You know, Dixburg are laying in wait for whoever comes through today, so look, it's a hard game to call, and coming to Lartfield, I suppose it is a tight pitch, and you know, tis a cauldron of a place to kind of come into and try to get a result. So Thomastown will be hopeful to try and turn over James Stevens, but James Stevens off to a great start, and you know, they're well deserving to be ahead so far.
A lot of debate about why this game wasn't played on the Kells Road in Park Seamus D Vaughan. We might get into that a little bit later. There's a line ball on the far side, 30 metres from the James Stevens goal, and we just have a little bit of a lull before it's taken. If you're just joining us, it's a goal to no score. James Stevens in front, and this is just taking the intensity out of the game a little bit after a fairly entertaining enough start to the contest. But Dixburg on the other side, you've touched on it, Eamon. Comprehensive winners over Dunamagan, and it won't be an easy test for whoever wins this.
No, it won't be an easy test for whoever wins it. And sure, look, there's no date for the final yet either, Liam, depending on the result today and different things with Thomastown out in the intermediate next weekend as well there. So, you know, it's all up in the air at the moment, but Dixburg are lying in wait for whoever comes through today, all right?
Oh, certainly. Still awaiting this line ball. You could have a cup of tea and a sandwich before this will be taken. We have the whistle blown. We are going to get on with the game now. It's a Thomastown line ball. Doing the honours is Jimmy Maher, but that ball is going back. I think it went out of play again, did it, Eamon?
Didn't really see it there, Liam. The sun was kind of directly in our eyes there. I couldn't really see, but the linesman has indicated there that the ball did go out of play, so it's going to be retaken for James Stevens here.
Yeah, Usheen Bateman going to do the honours this time. He's just off the 65 on our side of the pitch here in Larchfield. Usheen Bateman gets great connection behind that ball, and he fires it in towards the Thomastown semicircle. But the Thomastown full back line look to be up to it. They certainly have enough blue jerseys there to try and keep James Stevens out. He gets mumbled up about 20 metres out from the Thomastown goal now. Who has possession? Thomastown have possession, and they've won the free out as well. Man with the ball in hand, and he did well to buy that one, Eamon.
Yeah, good free there for Thomastown to win. You know, gets rid of the pressures. They're taking the free quickly here now, and it's gone to Zach Bayham on the wing.
Zach Bayhaman now about 10 metres in from the sideline on our side of the field. Good hand pass from Zach Bayhaman to Luke Connellan. Luke Connellan now down towards the 65 metre line. That ball is misdirected. James Stevens have it back through Paddy Keogh. Paddy Keogh is hooked. It's back to Thomastown and to Keane Farrell. Keane Farrell now, lovely short hurdy pass from Keane Farrell out to Podge Kerwin between the 265s. He hits that ball high into the sky down towards the Thomastown full forward line. Trying to break it down there was Conor Holden. He can't. And Daniel Power between the six for James Stevens wins the battle. He goes with a short clearance out to his centre back, Adam O'Connor out to Stephen Power-Kellett. Stephen looked to have been fouled, a high challenge there, and a free out to James Stevens. But again, just Thomastown, they're going to bring threat in towards the James Stevens back line, and they're going to need to be assured, aren't they, Eamon?
They are, Liam. You know, and you'd be expecting with some of the players out that have a lot of experience and they're hurling all year round with the Thomastown in their intermediate campaign and so on, that they might try and get a score or two on the board. Daniel Power's been impressive there in the goal with a save and the way he came out with that last ball there as well. But Thomastown on the attack here now again.
No, Minogue restarted the game for James Stevens, but it's into Thomastown clutches once again between the 265. They hit that ball in towards the full forward line. Trying to break it down now is Conor Holden again. But again, James Stevens have enough numbers at the back. Stephen Power-Kellett this time on his own 20-metre line. He's on the ground. down. The ball is on the ground and a ruck develops. Who'll win possession? Thomastown break out with it. Chance here for Colm Tracy. Colm Tracy with the hand pass. But again, that's not the intended target as it breaks out to Oisín Bateman once again. And Oisín wastes no time clearing the ball for James Stevens. Back into the Thomastown half of the field. We're about 2 or 3 metres in from the sideline on our side of the field here. And it's James Stevens' ball again. Hitting the ball in this time is Jamie O'Keefe, back from a lengthy injury. Great to see him back. Jamie O'Keefe there with that diagonal ball. It does find Ben Cantwell, and Ben puts that ball into the back of the net. Somehow Eamon Butler, the green flag was raised, and it's 2-0.
I know, great strike, Liam. You could see it there over the far side. He got the ball and he went for the top corner of the net and he stitched it right into the top right hand corner of the net there. Goalkeeper had no chance for Thomas. A great score there.
And he got the goal the last day as well against Greg Ballycallan. 2-0. We're 8 minutes into the game, but Thomastown responds straight away. That ball has popped over the bar, and within seconds of James Stevens hitting the net for the second time, they've opened their account, Eamon Butler.
Yeah, Peter MacDonald there, Liam, I think, stuck it over the bar there. Great strike, just got it. And, you know, that'll steady the nerves. And like we were saying, Thomastown, they're finally off up and running now, and they're on the board, but they needed that score. But James Stevens looked to have a goal-scoring threat inside as they're on the attack here again.
Yes, and just as that attack looked to ensue, James Stevens' man on the deck, and they're going to have a free in. But Thomastown, a lot of weight and a lot of talk around them. They were quite dogged in their semi-final win over Munkind. They were under the caution quite a number of instances, but they got over it, and they showed the champions' quality there. But to counter that today, they just haven't got going.
Haven't got going, Liam, no. And to be fair, there's a lot to do with James Stevens there so far. You can see the likes of Oisín Bateman here has been very impressive in the wing-back positions. So far he's got on a lot of ball, and you know, for a player that would have played in the forwards earlier in the year in the Junior B competition, like I think against Dixborough a couple of weeks back, you know, Loughlin's, he was corner forward that day, but look at him today now, wing back there, and you know, he's just so assured and so comfortable early on. And James Stevens certainly have settled the quickest, so, and that's what you'd expect maybe coming into Larchfield as well, like, but you know, to get 2 goals on the board early on.
And again though, Thomastown come out with the ball. It's out to their wing back now, Podge Kerwin. Podge clears the ball out towards the 45 metre line, but it goes out of play. It's 2-1. Thomastown, after a slow enough start, have grown into it a bit. They're finding their feet, but ever so gradually, aren't they?
Ever so gradually, mate. They've been kind of slow getting started, and you know, it's been fairly stop start as Zach Behammond is down with an injury now again, so kind of it's killing the momentum. But from a James Stevens point of view, you can be more than happy with the start of the game, and to have two goals on the board in conditions like this, be more than happy. But Thomastown beginning to come back into the game, but I think this stoppage there again will suit James Stevens.
The key area so far, Eamon, for you?
For the key area, I suppose the James Stevens full forward line is on top when any time they're getting the ball in, and they have the 2 goals to show for it. And I suppose when you're looking from Thomastown, they seem to be kind of getting a bit of a foot now towards midfield in the last few minutes. So that seems to be the two lines for James Stevens full forward line, and Thomastown midfield so far is where most of the scores will be coming from for either side.
James Stevens still in front, and Stephen Minogue and Ben Cantwell earning their weight in gold, if you like, so far. And again, Zach Behammond is still on the ground, just receiving a bit of attention in a bit of discomfort, the Thomastown man. And he'll be looking to get on his feet, and there'll be quite a bit of lengthy stoppage time at the end of this first half. And again, it's been exciting and frantic at times, Eamon, but just lulls during it as well have kind of killed the momentum.
Yeah, there's no real momentum to the game at all. It's been fairly stop start, but to be fair, any bit of hurling we've seen has been you know, to be in the top class bracket from both sides. You know, I mean, the 2 goals that were scored there from James Stevens, Luke Mamet hadn't a chance really for either goal, and you know, they were very well taken scores. And then you're looking at the scores that Thomastown are taking, and they're kind of backing their strikes from distance now, whereas earlier on they were kind of, you know, Daniel Power did well with one shot, and then a couple of shots went low as well, so he did well as there's a scrummage down from a throw ball in up at the goal side early.
And that ruck is still developing. It's just inside the James Stevens 45 metre line. Ball now on the ground, and Thomastown break out with the ball through their midfielder, Peter MacDonald hits the ball in towards the semicircle, broken down by Stephen Power-Kellett. Stephen Power-Kellett finds Paddy Keogh, and Paddy Keogh breaks out from his own half back line, hand passed off from Paddy Keogh out towards Ed Lahoff between the 265s. He has company there through Keane Farrell, but Ed Lahoff hits that ball high into Thomastown territory once again, and it's a 50-50 ball on the ground, no real control of it. Eventually Zach Behammond breaks out with it for Thomastown, just in from the sideline. He loses control of the ball, but he gets it up on the second attempt. Zach Bay is a judge who have been fouled there. I think it may have been Ben Cantwell who just went in with a late challenge there, but the end result is a free out to Thomastown, Eamon.
Yeah, free out to Thomastown, Eamon. We're going to go again, but Ed Lahoff has been really impressive as well as centre back so far for me, for James Stevens, just the way he holds his position. You know, it's just exactly what you want from centre back, and just to do the simple things effectively. And you can even see there with the last ball he got on there to set up a James Stevens attack, ultimately it didn't come to anything, but you know, it's very impressive the way he's able to hold his position there at number six.
And ball now dropped in towards the James Stevens half, but again they're up to the mark through Noah Minogue this time, a key figure in the minor display over Donemagan a couple of months ago. Back to Oisin Bateman again. Lovely short clearance from Oisin Bateman. Out to Sean Bergen. Sean Bergen, diagonal ball in towards the Thomastown half of the field. About 50 metres from their own goal. But Thomastown now break out. Collecting the ball well there was Peter Kennellan. Peter Kennellan down towards the James Stevens 20 metre line. But Daniel Power comes out from his own goal to claim possession. Daniel Power now in a battle there with Rory Kennellan. Daniel Power comes out on top. And that ball eventually, Daniel can't get a full clearance, but it's gone out of play and he's going to have the free out. Just Thomastown, are they running out of ideas a little bit when they hit that ball in there? Is it a bit one dimensional?
Yeah, I suppose from looking at them there, you'd be kind of saying, you know, they have the players that can put the ball over the bar from distance, and three of their scores have come from out the field, kind of half hour line midfield area. So that's exactly where you'd expect them to shoot from. They're kind of guilty of overplaying it. They're kind of looking for the perfect pass, and on a day like today, it's not a day for a perfect pass. It's just about getting the ball in and going for the scores. James Stevens are on the attack here.
The City side still in front. Oh, Thomastown goalie there, Luke Mearna, had to come out from his own goal. He was under a bit of pressure. Referee signals that the ball was picked up off the ground and he's given the free out. Thomastown were caught a little bit unaware, and they've gotten away with it because as James Stevens looked to launch some sort of an attack, they picked up the ball and it's a free out. Luke Menina, the Thomastown goalkeeper, will take this, and he doesn't get the best connection in the world behind that puck out. He finds Podge Kerwin now on his own half back line. Podge Kerwin hits that ball high past the James Stevens semicircle. But again, it's well caught there by Sam McAvoy. Sam McAvoy recycles it back to Daniel Power. And James Stevens start the attack once again from their own back line. Out towards the between the 45 and 65. Breaking ball. Man, Oisin Bateman. Lovely play from Oisin Bateman. Out to his centre back, Adam O'Connor again. Adam O'Connor with a high ball into the Thomastown half. Again, they're just outside that semicircle. But again, the last part of the move isn't there for James Stevens as Thomastown come out of their own back line. This time it was Jimmy Marr. Jimmy Marr is a judge to have been fouled, and it's a free out to Thomastown. Eamon, little bit soft.
A little bit soft. Probably was going to be a free, but just going back to a few earlier passes of play there, it was a mid-hit strike from Jamie O'Keefe, and in fairness to Luke Bin inside in the goal there for Thomastown, did quite well, and they got away with got the ball clear. But
long range ball, is that going to tail? It does. It tails right and wide, and we talked about long range struting, and maybe that's a potential avenue. We've played about 16 minutes of this opening half. We're in the Larchfield venue in James Stevens, and it's Thomastown back on the ball once again. Peter Kennellan this time. Peter Kennellan to Alex Cass. Alex Cass, high ball in again. Ball breaking now, about 20 metres from the James Stevens goal. Ball hits the ground, no clean possession won, as Noah Minogue tries to come out from his own defence. Noah Minogue gets it up on the second occasion, about 20 metres in from his own goal, 2 metres in from the sideline. He clears the ball for James Stevens down towards the 65 metre line. Breaking ball again. The hurl goes flying and the ball goes flying. But James Stevens have it back. This time it's with Jamie O'Keefe. Jamie O'Keefe now finds for Sean Bergen. Sean Bergen back out to Oisin Bateman. Oisin Bateman now between the 265s. Again, Oisin Bateman can't get it up. They're about 2 metres in from the sideline. We're positioned here. Again, hurls a broken hurl thrown into the sideline. Thomastown man needs a hurl. Thomastown, though, go on with the attack. Nisha Dempsey for them takes a shot, and from a speculative angle about 65 metres out, Nisha Dempsey puts that ball over the bar. An excellent score.
Yeah, and just as the scoreboard is thinking, only we have another stoppage in play again on the Thomastown side. I think it's a player down with a knock again, but to be fair, Nisha Dempsey's a great strike, you know, and struck from distance and got over the bar. And you know, Thomastown are kind of going long. They're trying to target the James Stevens full back lane. It's not working so far.
80 minutes gone on the clock. Thomastown penalty here. A chance for them, and it's buried in the back of the net. And the man doing the business is Alex Cass. It's 2-1 to 1-2 in favour of James Stevens. Brilliant penalty, Eamon Butler. Well executed.
It was, Liam, to be fair. I think it was, but look, there's a bizarre passage of play there, to be fair. It was a long ball, went in kind of six to one, half a dozen of the other. Next thing, ball ended up in the net. There was a whistle blown, and the James Stevens mentors thought it was a square ball. If it was a foul given, it was going to be a penalty, which it was given as a penalty, but it looked for a minute he was given a 21-yard free. But after all the comings and going anyway, it was a great strike from the penalty. I think it was Peter MacDonald or Alex Cass, one of the midfielders, got the strike there, but a great penalty into the top corner. And to be fair, Daniel Power had no hope of getting to that ball. It was so well struck, but a point there from free now for James Stevens again on the attack.
Yes, and doing the honours there was Stephen Minogue, about 45 metres out. He wasn't going to miss, and it's 2-2 to 1-2. Just the one goal between the sides, and we're heading into the final 8 minutes of this first half. Here James Stevens go again with Owen Dealey. High ball in towards the Thomastown half of the field. But Thomastown again look to have the numbers at the back to deal with this. They do. Collected now by their cornerback, Oisín O'Reilly. He recycles it back. But it's a wayward clearance and James Stevens have it back. Sean Bergen this time. Sean Bergen running through. But again, he's dispossessed and Thomastown again are up to the mark. Peter Kennellan this time. Lovely control play from Thomastown as they come out from their own half of the field. Out towards the 265s and to Alex Cass. Alex Cass and a shot taken between the 265s and that ball is flung over the bar. A brilliant score by Alex Cass and it's 2-2 to 1-3. James Stevens still in front but Thomastown are growing in danger and James Stevens now on the attack on the Thomastown 45 metre line. It all gets clogged up and referee Owen Maher will throw in the ball. He throws it in quickly again. We're on the Thomastown half back line, but it looks like James Stevens' ball. It is James Stevens' ball. Ed Lahoff this time with a diagonal ball in. Danger here for James Stevens. Thomastown have enough blue jerseys back there to deal with the James Stevens threat, and they clear the ball out towards the 65-metre line. But again, James Stevens turn it over. This time we're with Stephen Power-Kellett on the far side. Out towards the 65-metre line once again we go. Ed Lahoff launching that ball in. It would be a spectacular score if it goes over the bar. It doesn't. It drops short and the Thomastown goalkeeper deals with it. He boots it clear with his foot and clears the danger for Thomastown. Keen Farrell now out to his own half back line and Thomastown solo out from the back and that ball is hit in towards the 45 metre line, broken down by Peter McDonald once again. He can't get it up. James Stevens man on the ground, Jamie O'Keefe, and he's given the free to the Village men and they're going to take it quickly. Stephen Power-Kellett looks like the man to take it just outside his own 45 metre line. He's overruled though and Adam O'Connor runs over and takes his place. 2-2 to 1-3. James Stevens still in front. Ball in towards Ed McDermott. Ed McDermott on the turn from a difficult angle and Ed McDermott shot goes over the bar. He raises a white flag and after a few minutes of pressure aim and Butler, that's the perfect Village response.
Yeah, great score there anyway, Ed McDermott. And you know, again, it was Adam O'Connor with the free, you know, it was a real training ground move and Ed McDermott got space, turned the shoulder and put the ball over the bar as Thomastown are on the attack here again.
2-3 to 1-3. James Stevens still in front. Ball now delivered in by Luke Kennellan. Luke Kennellan drops it in around the James Stevens goal mouth, but Daniel Power is up to the mark for the Village. Daniel Power clears the ball down towards the 65 metre line once again, but a free man is Podge Kerwin. Podge Kerwin has time to make a decision. He finds Alex Cass or Peter McDonald. We'll have to watch those jersey changes. Back out to the midfield once again. Eventually it breaks out to Nisha Dempsey. Nisha Dempsey between the 45 and 65 and Nisha Dempsey puts that ball over the bar again and Thomastown are hurling really well as we head into the closing stages of this first half. 2-3 to 1-4.
Yeah, Thomastown have come alive there even in since the penalty really and they're beginning to shoot from distance and they're getting on top. James Stevens do need to score now the way things are going, just settling before half time.
So James Stevens really feeling the pressure as this first half comes to a close. We're heading into the final at 4 minutes of normal time. And as James Stevens look to get in past the Thomastown defence, another foul spotted by Owen Maher and another opportunity perhaps for Stephen Minogue Gaiman.
Yeah, you'd expect his one link to go over the bar. You know, it's what, 21 metres out or so in front of the post. And, you know, that's just exactly what we're saying a few minutes ago. Just settle down, James Stevens. And to be fair, it's hot up into a great game here now in Larchfield at the moment. And just the last passage of play again, the high ball in on the James Stevens defence and I thought Daniel Power did excellent there the way he came out with the ball. And do you know, on a day like today it's very hard with the sun into your eyes and he got the attack going. And now you know, they could have conceded a goal there if there's a mistake. I know they have a chance of putting the ball over the bar, so they'll be happy enough if Stephen Minogue puts this over the bar.
Not the easiest conditions to play in and certainly not the easiest conditions to commentate in either. Sun is absolutely blinding. But all we need to look at is that scoreboard, and it's 2-3 to 1-4. Sweet reading from a Village point of view, as Stephen Minogue takes that free about 30 metres out from the Thomastown goal, and he pops it over the bar. Yes, Pat, you're very welcome back into the closing stages here, and it's James Stevens 2-4. Thomastown, one goal and 5 points since you were away. Colm Tracy converting an effort for the Thomastown men, and they're closing that gap, making it a two-point game. Here go James Stevens. Stephen Minogue hits that ball in towards deep into the Thomastown half of the field. But again, another ruck develops as James Stevens jerseys and Thomastown jerseys battle for possession. That looked like a blatant foul there. James Stevens looked to be breaking in and completely taken out of it was Ben Cantwell, Eamon.
Yeah, that's the second or third free like that. Ben Cantwell did that for winning, like, Liam, you know, very effective and great sidestep. You know, got on the inside of the Thomastown defender and was distracted to the ground. And, you know, a blatant free there. Another chance for Stephen Minogue put the ball over the bar and you know, it's just kind of tit for tat. Colm Tracy's after getting a great score for Thomastown since the lads are with his last as well, so you know, this will be we're into injury time now in the first half. So it'll be interesting to see how long referee Omar plays on.
Yeah, and another opportunity here for Stephen Minogue, straight in front of the post. He bends, he lifts, he strikes, and Steve Minogue puts that ball over the bar, and James Stevens extend their advantage 2-5 to 1-5. It's been quite the half. It's not been exhilarating from minute 1 to minute 30. It's had its patches, though, that have been highly entertaining, and then other patches where it's just dipped off ever so slightly. Here go Thomastown again with Luke Kennellan. Luke Kennellan back out to Nisha Dempsey. Nisha Dempsey inside the 45-metre line, and Nisha Dempsey takes a shot. It's high into the James Stevens sun, and that ball has gone out over the end line for a wide ball. James Stevens lead at the break, but that doesn't tell the whole story, Eamon Butler, at 2-5 to 1-5.
Oh, and for all the stoppages we had, Liam, there only a minute of stoppage time. Yeah, I thought there was at least another 3 or 4 minutes, to be fair, about it. Like, there was an awful lot of stoppages between players down with knocks and a penalty and all the rest of it. So, obviously, look, that's what the referee has given, and it's been a very exciting and entertaining first half. Hard to call who's going to win it. Zach Hammond has gone off injured for Thomastown, all right, and we'll get the replacement who's in from there for the last couple of minutes at half time. So he's a big loss for Thomastown, Liam. You know, he went off there with about 5 or 6 minutes to go there towards the end of the first half, so unless that swings it. But very hard to call so far, and a very enjoyable game for the time of year that it is.
Tale of two halves in one half, nearly.
Oh, absolutely. Do you know the way James Stevens started off and they got the two early goals, and the way Thomastown have come back into it? And sure, even as we said ourselves here, you know, you don't need a calculator out, even though it's a low scoring game, but we thought there was more scores in it than there was, and they were disallowed and so on. And look, whoever is going to come out on top today is definitely going to earn it. But for those listening at home, I wouldn't rule out maybe the possibility of extra time.
We'll see what happens. We have the second half live and in full and exclusive here on Community Radio Kilkenny City, as Thomastown and James Stevens vie for a place in the JJ Cavanagh Sons under 21 county final at the break. It's James Stevens 2-5, Thomastown 1-5.
Championship Hurling on Community Radio Kilkenny City is sponsored by John Brennan Machinery, Country Style Foods, Michael Ling Motors and JJ Kavanagh Bus. Community Radio Kilkenny City, for the people, by the people.
You're very welcome along to Saturday Music and Sport. It's Cuíve Breen Allen here with you right up until 6 o'clock this week. Right, we're heading back to Larchfield. Of course, Liam Kelly O'Rourke and Eamon Butler are there for us for the under-21A semi-final between James Stevens and Thomastown. As I said, where we left it at half-time, it was James Stevens 2-5, Thomastown 1-5. Back to the lads.
Thank you, Cuíve. 5 minutes into the second half, and Steve Minogue has just converted a free between the 265s to Ed James Stevens in front at 2-8 to 2-7. A frantic start, a frantic opening 5 minutes to the second half. Ed McDermott and Oisín Bateman also on target for James Stevens, while Colm Tracy and Nisha Dempsey found the target for Thomastown. But that only tells half the story, Eamon Butler, as the net was sent bulging for the fourth time, and it was the men in the blue jerseys the happier.
Yeah, it was a great goal, Liam, and we'll get the name in a few minutes. Number 22 there that came in there, great strike, and put the ball past Daniel Power. Almost identical to just at the start of the second half, Daniel Power made a world-class save there at the goal as well, and he almost stopped this one, but it was a great strike, as Oisín Bateman is a free here now for James Stevens.
Oisín Bateman, just inside his own half of the field, takes the free, drops on the Thomastown 20-metre line, and Thomastown come out from their own defence, cleared there by Oisín Riley, out towards the 265s once again, but that ball roams over the end line for a line ball. And we talked about perhaps half-time coming at the right time for James Stevens and the wrong time for Thomastown, but Thomastown have managed to re-find their form.
I'd have Liam, yeah, it's been a real, you know, great start to the second half. It's a very exciting game, and the sun has gone in as well, for it to be a help for both teams. You know, they'll be able to get on the attack, as James Stevens they're trying to get the ball in more to their full forward lane, and to be fair, it's worked so far in the second half, but Thomastown are hurling strong at the other end then as well.
Here they go, and Thomastown are starting the clearance from their own defence once again. Peter McDonald clearing the ball for Thomastown. Down past the James Stevens half-back line. Caught there by Colm Tracy. Colm is fouled by Stephen Power-Kellett, and a free into Thomastown to the applause of the Thomastown faithful, Eamon.
Yeah, Colm Tracy's really come into the game there since the start of the second half, and you know, he got a great score in the first half too, but since half-time there, you know, he's become a real danger man, and won the free there, so free in here now for Thomastown, and you know, you'd expect him to score this one as well, Liam.
Luke Kennellan, by the looks of it, is just getting ready, getting his stance ready, and getting the Sipovishka on board as well. But if you're just joining us, it's 2-8 to 2-7. It's James Stevens still leading, and we're 7 minutes into this second half. So, really, after a bright opening quarter for James Stevens, Thomastown have taken over, and they're creeping ever so slowly back into this game. And Peter Kennellan now with an opportunity to draw the team's level. It's at a slight angle to the left of the post as we look at it, into the housing estate end here in the behind the goal in Larchfield, or behind the clubhouse, I should say. And Peter MacDonald will take it. Wearing his green helmet, he'll be looking to flash a green light and a score. And the white flag is raised. A brilliant score by Peter MacDonald, and Thomas Town are level, 2-8 apiece. Yeah, 9 minutes gone in the second half, Cueve, and it couldn't be any tighter. 2-9 apiece. And still nothing to separate the sides, but all the momentum with Thomastown as Daniel Power restarts the game for James Stevens with the puck out. They're shooting into the clubhouse end in this second half, from left to right as we look at it. Thomastown from right to left. And here go James Stevens. He takes a shot at an angle to the right of the post as he looks at it. And a brilliant score there. It was Sean Dealey, and a brilliant score by him. And he did well to control the ball, and he popped it over.
Yeah, I don't know, Leo. I think that was wide there. It was fairly tight there, no, I'll have to say. You'd be looking for Hawkeye, you'd be calling it wide anyway. And just giving a neutral view, that was wide. This side was a wide ball, but he's after giving it, I think.
The scorekeeper disagrees, Eamon, at 2-10 to 2-9. I know referee Owen Marr has gone in to have a word with his umpires, and it's not been chalked out as of yet. But I have to say, the crafting of the score was excellent, even if it was tight at the angle.
Fierce tight, yeah. No, but look at it. If they give the score, look at it. It was a well-worked score, but it was very, very tight now. But, you know, you just hope the game won't come back down to a pint on that side of it. The game won't come back just to that call, you know. But
we're very generous giving scores, Eamon, here.
We are, yeah. But, no, I look at him. It's been a great game so far. I think he's had McDermott here now with a strike, and that's why this time. So, look at it. It's very hard to call who's going to win this game.
No doubt about that one. That was left and wide, and 2-10 to 2-9 it stands. James Stevens in front, 11 minutes gone in the second half. Thomastown puck out now. They need to respond. They've been the better side for the last few minutes. James Stevens though, just doing enough. Puck out is taken, drops on the 65. Again, hurls go flying for the ball. Ball is gone, yeah, over the end line, and it's gone out for a line ball. Tactically, Eamon, how are you reading it?
Yeah, it's hard, because Thomastown, to be fair now, and I said in the first half they were going high in on top of the Village full back line, and they weren't getting much change in the first 15-20 minutes, but they've kind of persisted with it, and look, it has paid off, to be fair. And then at the other side, you know, if James Stevens can get the ball into the likes of Stephen Minogue and Ben Cantwell, you know, they can cause trouble. So it is a very, very even game. And like I said earlier, I wouldn't be surprised if we do get extra time maybe in a game like today.
You wouldn't know. It's certainly not beyond the realms of possibility. We have a line ball now on the far side to Thomastown. Nisha Dempsey looks like the man who's going to do the honours. About 40 metres or thereabouts. It's on the far side. We have to squint to see it, but about 40 metres out from the James Stevens goal. And he'd be looking to muster up some sort of an opportunity. Line ball is taken. Not the greatest connection on the world as James Stevens bring out their own back line to try and deal with this. Collected now by Noah Minogue with a curly pass, but it's not really controlled, and Thomastown have turned it over. Out to Alex Cass now, and Alex Cass takes a shot about 45 metres out, and that's an excellent score from Thomastown. And not for the first time today, we're dead level again. 2-10 apiece, Eamon. They're like glue, stuck to one another,
Liam, yeah. And again, it's the Thomastown midfield duo, really, of Peter MacDonald and Alex Cass on this occasion, putting the ball over the bar. But look, Thomastown could add a free, and James Stevens could add two frees out there as well. So referee Omar has let the lot go in the second half. So both sets of management teams are not happy with some of the calls. But again, it's Thomastown on the attack, and here we go again, Liam.
Yeah, Luke Connellan to Nisha Dempsey. Nisha is blatantly fouled there as he ran in on the James Stevens goal, and Omar had no choice there but to blow the whistle and give the free.
Yeah, it's a blatant free, look, 100% a free, but in terms of a management point of view, you'd be saying that would be a good foul maybe to give away in the circumstances, because Thomastown's goal earlier in the second half here did kind of come off a run like that, and then those players off the shoulder, and they were there for the overlap. So look, to concede maybe 1 point instead of three, you take that in this situation. A yellow card there as well for Adam O'Connor there as well, Liam, after that foul there.
He's had a fine game, in fairness to him though.
Yeah, he's been one of the standouts for James Stevens for me. I just like the way he just to play centre back is a hard position to play in. He's natural at that position.
Colm Tracy with the free for Thomastown, dead straight in front of the post. He can't possibly miss, and he doesn't miss. It goes over the black spot and over the bar, and Thomastown hit the front at 2-11 to 2-10. Puck out taken quickly, but again, it's not getting anywhere in a hurry, Eamon, and we're going to have to go again.
Yeah, we're going again. I'm not sure what that was for, Liam. I think maybe the substitute, I think, is coming on for Thomastown. I'd say that's what the retaking of the puck out is for. But yeah, it's still very tight, Liam, as
That's another factor though, Eamon, as well. Both these panels are very, very strong. They're heading towards the 30 mark, and the strength and depth is, you know, we can see maybe why there was such even a gap between the likes of Deborah and Dunamagan last weekend. When you only have six or seven on the line compared to into double digits, it's going to make a huge difference.
Definitely, Liam, yeah. And, you know, I suppose the under 21 grade to strain like Thomastown, a lot of boys are out week on week the last couple of weeks with the intermediate and so on. And then you have James Stevens at this at under 21. I think their last game was the 5th of November against Craig Ballycallan. So, you know, another bit of a layoff. So it'll be interesting to see as the game gets into the last 10 or so minutes, you know, who will come out on top fitness-wise. Will it be James Stevens after the break, or will it be the momentum that's carrying Thomastown through over the last couple of weeks?
Thomastown shading it at the moment, 2-11 to 2-10, and it's Thomastown ball now with Peter Kinnellan inside his own half. Whips that ball down the field, down towards his midfield partner Alex Cass. Alex Cass just in from the sideline. It would be a spectacular score if he gets it, but it's going to go right and wide. But I think that gives an indication as to the confidence Thomastown have.
Yeah, and I suppose even the James Stephen side, like the main threat from Thomastown at the moment is the two boys wearing 8 and 9, Peter McDonald and Alex Cass. And look, at James Stephen are going to have to do something maybe from that point of view to stop that. But then at the other end, they're in a chance of a goal here, Liam.
Chance there, it was Ben Cantwell. They're trying to get the strike away, but a hurl was put in his way as he tried to get in, and Thomastown just have the numbers to deal with it, and they solo out from their own back line. Peter Kinnellan this time, it's ball is bundled out over the line, but again, just a chance there for James Stevens, not taken. Ben Cantwell, right place, right time, but couldn't get the connection behind the strike, and it's 2-11 to 2-10 it remains. It's 2-13 to 2-10. Thomastown in front. Since you left us, Evan Buggy has come on for James Stevens. We think for Sean Bergen. We'll confirm that shortly. But it's a 3-point margin. And the midfield duo of Alex Cass and Peter McDonald causing all sorts of problems, scoring for fun. And they've opened up that 3-point advantage. We'll hear from Eamon shortly. Here goes Stephen Minogue for James Stevens. Stephen Minogue in towards Evan Buggy. Evan Buggy, he'll be looking to make an impact. Evan Buggy, ball in. Oh, but Zach Bay Hammond blocks it away. Zach came back on in the second half after going off with an injury in the first. What a man he is, like Lazarus. But Thomastown now still on their own back line. James Stevens pumping on the pressure again. It's like rugby there. There's so many bodies everywhere. No sight of the ball. Eventually, foul committed. Free out to Thomastown.
Yeah, good game so far, Liam. Tis hairy enough in spades there. But the two ways midfield again, like you said there, Peter McDonald at free, and then Alex Cass straight away from the puck out with a long range strike. But still at the other side, that full forward line, James Stevens, of Ben Cantwell, Stephen Minogue and Ed McDermott, they're lively. If they can just get the ball into them, even there they had a chance there to smother it out, and now it's a free out for Thomastown, but they have an eye for goal. So I wouldn't rule out the James Stevens goal to be, you know, to have another green flag raised.
We'll have to see. We're into the final 10 minutes of this under 21 semi-final. Dixborough in the final, the prize for the winner, and it's Thomastown again with Peter McDonald 45 metres out, takes a shot. It's a high one, is it an accurate one? It's dropping, and it goes right and wide, and another chance goes amiss for Thomastown. But they hold the aces, they hold the cards, and a 3-point lead as we head into business time. Here go Thomastown. They've turned over a Daniel Power puck out, and that ball is put over the bar, and you can make that a 4-point lead for Thomastown. Now again, there's arguments, but it's a score, and James Stevens will need to get going quickly. Keane Farrell, I think, with the score.
Yeah, Keane Farrell, a great score, Neiman. It's unfortunate for Daniel Power on the goal there, and Jeff Stevens. That's the second puck out in a row now, has been overturned, and Thomastown have got the rewards and put the ball straight back over the bar. So James Stevens do need a score now in the next attack or two. Thomastown are in the ascendancy here.
Thomastown in the ascendancy, and here they go again from their own 65 metre line. High ball in. Thomastown, it's one of their subs, their number 22, and he takes a shot from a really difficult angle, about 5 metres in from the sideline, but that shot goes left and wide. But this pendulum has most certainly swung in Thomastown's direction, and at just the right time. 2-14 to 2-10. What's the James Stevens response? Ball, puck out taken by Daniel Power. Breaking ball. Is it converted? No, Stephen Minogue that time, but that ball is dropped short. Thomastown have it under control with their goalkeeper, Luke Manet, and he clears the ball out to between the 45 and 65. And again, can the ball get up? It's Sean Root this time. Sean Root, come on, number 21. Sean Root now looks up. He makes the decision, and he drops it in towards the James Stevens forwards. Breaking ball now to Stephen Minogue. Stephen Minogue, he turns. He's trying to round Oisin O'Reilly, and Stephen Minogue still has the ball on the hurl. He lays the ball off. Chance here, out to Ed McDermott off the left, and Ed McDermott's shot goes over the bar. White flag raised, and it's 2-14 to 2-11. They had to take their time, James Stevens, but they were rewarded.
Yeah, Stephen Minogue there did, you know, spades of work there, just kind of rounded the defender and popped the ball off to Ed McDermott, and, you know, he put the ball over the bar, and it was well needed for Jeff Stevens, Liam, and you'd be just looking there a couple of wides in the last couple of attacks there for Thomastown, and you know, it's gone to the kind of a stage of a game where if they could just tap over one or two more scores, they could nearly keep Jeff Stevens at arm's length, and Jeff Stevens would nearly need another goal to kind of keep themselves in it. But as things stand, it is still fairly tight, so looking forward to the closing stages here.
8 minutes to go, 2:14 to 2:11, and the sluggish Thomastown start feels like a distant memory at this stage. James Stevens line ball on the far side, on their own 45-metre line. The man to take it, Oisín Bateman. Oisín Bateman takes the line ball, finds the hand of Sean Dealey. Sean Dealey, high ball in towards Stephen Minogue, but there's too much vat on that, and it goes left and wide. And is that the sign of a team without ideas, Eamon?
I wouldn't say that, Liam. No, I just think, look, it was a poor strike. He just didn't look when he was striking the ball, and it was neither a shot nor a pass in the end. It was just kind of half and half. And as often with one of those kind of balls, they just end up going wide, and unfortunately, that's what happened. So, look, this will suit Thomastown only at the moment.
2:14 to 2:11, the clock is still ticking down. We're into the final 7 minutes of normal regulation time. Puck out taken by Thomastown's Luke Manet, drops on the 45 metre line once again. Back out to Sean Root. Sean Root now, he meets three Thomastown jerseys and they turn it over. Luke Canellan this time. Luke in a battle with Sam McAvoy. Luke still holds onto the ball, but again, eventually the James Stevens pressure pays off. Ball on the ground now, just in from the sideline, way down the field, deep into the Thomastown half. But James Stevens have it. And it's back out now to Oisín Bateman, and Oisín, Mr. Reliable, clears the ball for them down towards the 45 and 65, collected by Ed McDermott. Ed McDermott now goes on a solo run. He needs something special, Ed McDermott. Hand pass off to Jamie O'Keefe. Jamie O'Keefe is blocked down, and well blocked down there by Peter Canellan. Peter Canellan, though, loses the run of the ball, and James Stevens have it back. It's back to Ed McDermott again, and Ed McDermott from about 30 metres out from a difficult angle puts that ball left and wide, and everything was right bar the finish. Yes, and our lovely assistants here watching the clock tells us there's 3 minutes of normal regulation time to go. Stephen Minogue has just converted a free since you left us, and it's 2:14 to 2:12. Thomastown still in front. The only place to hear this game live and in full with Community Radio this afternoon. Puck out taken, James Stevens' ball once again. Sean Root looks to break away, and he's earned a free as well, and another chance perhaps to muster up an upper opportunity, Eamon.
Yeah, to be fair, Jeff Stevens, in the last couple of minutes, they have come more into the game, more into the ascendancy, and they're on the attack again here now with this free, but they've slowed it down. So I wonder, is Daniel Power going to come out and take it? No, it looks to be Oisín Bateman's going to take it. Liam, is he?
Yeah, Oisín Bateman, of course, he featured for St. Kieran's College against the CBS on Wednesday. Kieran's winning by a solitary point there. James Stevens trailing at the moment. Oisín Bateman drops it in. Red and green jerseys everywhere. But again, it meets a Thomastown man's hand. That man is Peter McDonald. Peter, though, loses control of the ball, but Thomastown get out of their own half. Out towards their own 45-metre line. Out to Zach Bay-Hammond. Zach now goes on a solo run. Here goes Zach Bay-Hammond. He's been closed down there by Owen Dealey. Owen Dealey can't stop him. And the ball is laid off to Nisha Dempsey. And Nisha Dempsey puts that ball over the bar. Listen to the roar of the Thomastown faithful. And it's back to three again. 2:15. To 2:12.
Yeah, great score there by Nisha Dempsey, and you know, it's back to a 3-point game, and now it's looking like just James Stevens need a ball in and need a goal really. But unless they could tap it over here, but it's dropping in again, Liam.
Oisín Bateman with the ball in around the house. It's now or never for James Stevens. Same goes for Thomastown. They need to watch their composure and manage the game, and they've won themselves a free out again, Eamon.
Free out, yeah. I don't know, for a minute there I thought he was going to blow it for a throw ball there, but it was, you know, it was a foul, like, but just the way some of the calls have gone, it might, you know, it was one of those that might have went for a throw ball. I see Noah Minogue has gone up into corner forward for James Stevens as well there for the last two or three attacks, so they're definitely going searching for a goal. So
they have to try something. We have a free out for Thomastown, though, taken by their goalkeeper Luke Manet, and it drops on the James Stevens 45 metre line. Back out to Alex Cass. Alex Cass, hand pass off to Podge Kerwin. Podge Kerwin off the 65, takes a shot. It's going to drop. But well caught there at the back for James Stevens. Good defensive play by Jamie O'Keefe, doing his level best at the back. And he clears the ball for James Stevens. Out to between the 45 and 65 we go. Oisín Bateman again. He's had a fine game. Oisín Bateman high into the sky with this one. Down towards just outside the semicircle, inside the semicircle. But the breaking ball goes to a Thomastown man. That man is Peter Canellan. Peter Canellan whips that ball down the field, down towards the centre of the field once again. But Thomastown can't get the ball in hand, and James Stevens turn it over, and it's back to Oisín Bateman. Oisín Bateman, you have it, we have it stuff, as he drops it in past the Thomastown semicircle. But again, it can't meet a James Stevens hand, and Thomastown clear the ball well out of their own half, and that's gone out over the end line for a line ball just off the village 45. And just James Stevens, can they muster up that special opportunity in the closing minutes? Thomastown, though, they're showing the experience of champions.
They are, Liam. Yeah, look at that, and the way the game is going, if Thomastown have over another point, you might think that's it, but James Stevens are still in it, like, and you wouldn't rule out a ball going in and end up in the net as Omar's going over to the sideline here.
Like a fine wine of a certain taste, Omar, today. He's let it go in some people's eyes, maybe let too much go in other people's eyes. But that's for people who are far more wise than me or Eamon to adjudicate over. Again, a little bit of a lull and just kills the momentum a bit from a James Stevens point of view. Thomastown, their game management after a sluggish start, Eamon, has been excellent.
It has, Liam, you know, and look, it's just, for me, I think the whole thing comes down to the two boys in midfield. We said it from the start, you know, they're the main players on show today for Thomastown, and to be fair, you know, they're the ones that are driving it.
And we have a free for Thomastown just off the sideline. Peter McDonald will take a tricky angle to the left of the post as he looks at it, and that ball has gone left and wide. It was always going to be tricky. Quick puck out from Daniel Power, finds Oisín Bateman. Oisín Bateman inside his own half. Oisín, knows, blocked down by Luke Kennellan. Second time lucky for Oisín. He recycles it back to Adam O'Connor. Adam O'Connor, high ball into the Thomastown half once again. They're just off that semicircle again, but Zach May Hammond using his football skills to boot the ball away. And with that, Owen Maher blows the full-time whistle here in Larchfield. It's a date with Dixborough in the under-21 county final. It's the end of the road for James Stevens. Thomastown the winners, 2:15 to 2:12. And it's hard to argue with that scoreline, Eamon.
Yeah, sure, look, they're supposed to shade it in terms of their second-half performance. And I suppose for Thomastown, the Thomastown trend continues to roll. They're into a under-21A county final now against Dixborough. Whenever that's going to be now, it'll depend on how their intermediates fare next weekend and that. But look, to come into Larchfield, tight pitch, and, you know, Larchfield is kind of like a lane's end for all the world, and when you come into Larchfield against the Village, you know you're going to be in a battle, and certainly transpired that. So for them to come in today and to turn over James Stevens on their home patch is a remarkable victory for Thomastown, and I suppose they're laying down another statement, you know, and they've had just one of those years that they could dream of, I suppose, a couple of years back, and, you know, it's not over yet. So we're getting near Christmas, and Thomastown are firing on all fronts.
And looking at the other semi-final, Dixborough impressive in another sense. They put up a big score on Dunamagan. Thomastown, they were never going to have it their own way, but they showed certain traits that would really please you if they're going to be under any sort of pressure come battle time against Dixborough.
For sure, Liam. Like, I mean, you know, to come in, like we said, to come in here today to turn over James Stevens, you know, when they didn't start the game particularly well, they conceded two early goals, and to come back and win the game like they've won it, and to see it out, you know. And plus the experience like that they've had all year as a club has just been fantastic. But look, at make no illusions, Dixborough are going to be red hot favourites for that 121 county final. They're even missing a few players for their semi-final against Dunamagan. They're going to be back in as well, so whenever the game is played in the next couple of weeks, it's sure going to be a great game. But look, if I was to call it today, and if you were to ask me, I would still fancy Dixborough to win the county final, but that's not ruling out Thomastown or anything like that. And today is Thomastown's day, and they've been fantastic, and you know, it's great to see them get to a county final. For James Stevens, you know, they can hold their heads up high. They had a good win over Greg Ballycannon the last day. They started well with a couple of goals. They probably lacked a couple of, if you were to ask them looking back on the game, probably not getting a couple of scores, you know, a few extra points in the first half might have caught them. But look, they've had a great year, and they're building for the future, James Stevens. And certainly when you see the likes of Daniel Power there on the goal, Adam O'Connor, like, you know, there's definitely a few green shoots there for the future, and you know, they'll build and they'll go again.
And just last word then on Thomastown. Sometimes we talk about games in legs and whether that can be a good or a bad thing. For them, they seem to be taking it in their stride. Nice few players in today's under-21 crop featuring in their Leinster intermediate run. And it just seems to be building the confidence. And when you're winning, I know it's a bit of a cliche, but you don't necessarily feel tired.
No, exactly, you know, and the adrenaline and momentum and all the other phrases and things that go with it. And, you know, even the likes of today, to see the likes of Colm Tracy there, the way he stood up in the second half, and really when they needed someone to stand up early in the second half to get the scores and to really lead from the front, you know, he did it as well. And look, it'll be good to see how the final comes down in a couple of weeks, and it's certainly something to look forward to, Liam. Dixborough now and Thomastown in an under-21A county final.
Well, Eamon, thanks very much for your company throughout the afternoon. We'll have the very best build-up, previews and reviews ahead and after that under-21 county final. It'll be a Thomastown-Dixborough fixture, and Community Radio Kilkenny City will be at the heart of the action over the next couple of weeks as that fixture gets ever closer. James Stevens walking into the dressing rooms after a disappointing afternoon for them. They'll dust themselves down for the 2024 campaign. Thomastown still in the huddle to our left-hand side, perhaps celebrating, but not too much, knowing that there's still a job to do to defend their under-21 crown in a couple of weeks. We've been delighted to bring you this game live and in full on Community Radio Kilkenny City 88.7 FM. To the diaspora listening to us around the world, glad to have your company as well. But Thomastown, the winners, end of the road for James Stevens from Larchfield. It's back to studio.